Act 1, Scene 1. Carlene enters, downstage left.
Well, this is a cheery sight. Come on, Nita, get in out of the heat.
Nita enters, downstage left.
This is such a sweet old building. Why, just walking through the door would make anyone feel peaceful.
Mavis enters, downstage left.
I am madder than a mule with a bee up its butt.
Well, almost anyone.
Why didn't someone tell me 46 years ago that marriage is this difficult? I spend half my time thinking, how can I ever live without him? And the other half wondering, how can I fake my own death?
Okay, Mavis, what's Miller done now?
4 days ago, he unplugged the deep freeze to charge up his weed whacker. Of course, he forgot to plug it back in. And now the smell of rotting meat is so strong, my driveway's full of buzzards trying to figure out how to get the garage door open.
Why you haven't smothered that man in his sleep is a mystery to us all. But we were impressed you got him to come to the funeral today.
Miller knew better than to fight me on it. Vonda Joyce was one of our dearest friends, and I, for one, am still reeling from the shock of losing her.
We all are. I just know I'll walk into that Weight Watchers meeting Saturday, and there she'll be, sneaking bites of the honey bun she always smuggled in underneath her Atlanta Braves cap. How are we going to get along without her?
That Vonda Joyce Kirkley had one big heart. Big heart for a big gal. Not fat, really, just big, you know, muscular, like her mama.
She was fat last week when I saw her.
Anyway, it was a real uplifting service. And after burying three husbands, I'm something of a connoisseur of final rites. But her family should have known better than to pick out a mahogany casket.
Yeah, that much woman and that much wood could have killed those 8 pallbearers if they hadn't hollered out for reinforcements.
I just wish Ronnie had been there. My boy always felt a special bond with Vonda Joyce.
He did?
Oh, yes. Vonda Joyce's house was the first one he broke into right after we moved to Eden Falls.
Oh, precious memories.
Carlene, you think your sister knows we're meeting here?
Search me. After that last amen, Crystal was out of the cemetery faster than a scolded cat.
Some people just can't handle funerals. She's probably all torn up.
Crystal enters, downstage left.
Y'all?
Looks like she snapped out of it. Crystal, sweetheart, you don't need to wear your costume until tomorrow.
Oh, no. July 4th goes by too fast with the parade and the fireworks and all, and then it's just over. So I think it's absolutely necessary to wear your costume on the 3rd and the 4th. And I would have worn it to the funeral, but I didn't want my torch to block anyone's view of the casket.
You've always been so considerate of others.
Remember how we all used to come here for vacation Bible school? I'd still have my glitter macaroni praying hands if the weevils hadn't got to them. Ooh, I'm gonna go find our old classroom.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
If any huddled masses yearning to breathe free show up, we'll tell them to hang tight.
I don't know how anyone gets as big a kick celebrating holidays. Crystal's probably the only gal in the county who whips herself up a costume for Lincoln's birthday.
Or rewrites the lyrics to Christmas carols to fit every occasion. So far, my favorite is, I heard the bells on Groundhog Day.
But to be honest, Crystal was a duck with her own waddle, even before the accident.
It's beyond me how she got the entire marching band into that culvert before the twister hit, but she sure saved those kids' lives. I bet not many other music teachers can claim that.
Too bad she couldn't save herself. After they pulled her out of that tree way over in Buckaloo's Peach Orchard, well, she hasn't been the same person.
And you know, they never did find that sousaphone.
Where is Sugar Lee? And how come she didn't tell any of us why we have to meet her here?
I'm wondering what's up with her. Have you all noticed Sugar Lee's been acting real different ever since Vonda Joyce passed?
It's hard for me to notice anything. Putting up with Miller's giving me a headache that would hobble a halfback. Who's got aspirin?
Oh, I read an article in the AARP about getting rid of headaches without pills. You have to change the flow of energy in your body by bending way over and grabbing your ankles.
Get serious, Nita. I'm a 65-year-old woman. The only way I'm grabbing ankles is if you hop up on a table and I grab yours.
No, now anyone can do this. Just grab your ankles and arch your back. Push your head through your legs, take a deep breath, then bounce and whoosh out that air like this. Whoo! Give it all a try.
I think I'd rather have the headache.
No, really, it feels so good. Come on, girls.
Oh, why not? Beats over paying for Excedrin. Get down here, Carlene. If we're all doing it, nobody can take pictures.
Well, trying it has got to be better than watching it scoot over.
Just bend and bounce. It's sending energy surging right up into your neck and head, and it might even clear your sinuses. Whoo! 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 Now, are you feeling it?
All I'm feeling is a draft up my dress. This is downright embarrassing.
Relax. Nobody's here but us.
Shirley enters downstage left.
Well, it's no 21 gun salute, but I'll take it as a sign of affection.
Sugar Lee, we were just, I don't suppose there's anything that can make you forget what you just saw, is there?
Honey, a cowboy in tight jeans holding a pitcher full of Mai Tais could make me forget everything I've ever seen.
Where have you been? And where's your black dress?
I went home and ripped that thing off. I've been sad as long as I can be.
That's the same thing I told Miller on our first anniversary. Boy, was I wrong.
I'm telling you, girls, losing Vonda Joyce has changed me. It's been one big slapping me in the face wake-up call. Nita, what was it Vonda Joyce always said when she stepped on the scales at Weight Watchers?
I don't think I should repeat that in a church.
The other thing.
Oh! She always said as soon as she lost the weight, she was going to take dance lessons, or make up with her cousin, or learn to swim, or...
Exactly. It was always as soon as she lost the weight, right? Don't you see? She kept putting off happiness, like we all do. But at this stage in our lives, we just can't do it anymore. We owe it to ourselves and Vonda Joyce. That's why I've decided... It's time to make my dream come true.
You mean the one where you're wearing the little red teddy and the hunky pirate sweeps you up in his muscular arms, then drops a sword and...
Different dream, Nita. I'm referring to the one where I have my own business and I'm my own boss. That's why I wanted y'all to meet me here. I just bought this place.
You really think it's a good plan for a woman with such a colorful past to take up preaching?
Oh, I'm not turning this building back into a church. It's going to be a day spa.
A what?
You know, facials, manicures, sauna baths, and packs. A place where women can come and shed their worries, refocus their lives, and walk out feeling like they're on top of the world.
Sugar Lee's all about making everybody else. Shug, that place already exists. It's called Divorce Court.
Now, I'm serious. You know they're just going to miss me down at Detweiler's department store, but they can just find themselves somebody else to do makeovers. So I spent my savings to make this spa a reality. And I want to know you're happy for me.
Well, of course we're happy for you.
Yeah, real happy.
Know what? Crystal's poking around back there. Run get her so we can all be happy together.
I'm on it.
Shirley exits, upstage right.
Mavis, I think we all just got your headache.
Didn't work. I've still got it.
Shirley can't be having another midlife crisis because she promised us the last one was it. We cannot let our best friend throw away all her money on this fire trap.
But we told her we were happy for her.
We lied.
Shirley and Crystal enter, upstage right.
We can't stand by and watch her make such a horrible mistake. So no matter what, we have to jump in and keep her from wrecking her future. And she's standing right behind me, isn't she?
Carlene, Travis, I distinctly heard you say you were happy for me.
Oh, I am in a sort of a horrified that you're flushing everything you've worked so hard for down the toilet kind of way.
I think Sugarlee's business is going to be a big success. Especially since she just told me I can come here and perform my crystal carols.
Now the reason this is a huge mistake.
Oh, Sugar Lee, be realistic. We're all over 50, At our age, our lives are pretty much what they're gonna be. Nita works for the county, I slave away at the hair hut, and Mavis finds the urge to kill Miller. Girl, this is it. Life is like Jell-O. Once it's set, it's done.
You are flat out wrong, Carlene. I, for one, am not done yet. I refuse to believe my life is set. Don't forget what happened here near the end of that tragic year, 1864.
Oh, not the Sherman's March to the Sea story again.
It's very inspirational. The women of this town knew Tecumseh Sherman was a fool for Eden Falls' famous peach brandy. So when he and his goons marched into town ready to burn it to the ground, the women told them they'd hidden the still. And if he ever wanted another drop of his favorite beverage, he better keep moving. And the old firebug left town without so much as striking a match. So if those women could change their fate, I can too. When I saw Vonda Joyce lying there at the visitation, wedged into that casket, with her hair looking far better than ever did when she was alive, I leaned down and whispered in her ear, I'm going for it, Vonda Joyce. I'm doing this for me and for you.
You know, she probably didn't hear you.
What's important is that y'all hear me. Girls, it's not too late for us to become the people we were meant to be.
Sugar Lee, I think we'd kind of get where you're going with this, but maybe if we were 20 years younger, we'd be able to show our excitement a little better.
Nita, if we were 20 years younger, we'd be able to do everything a little bit better, and certain things a whole lot better.
Excuse me, but I think we're just as good as we've ever been.
Who are you trying to fool? Time is marching on, and there is no getting around it. Yesterday, I looked down into my grocery cart, and half the stuff in there said for fast relief.
All right, we may be older, but we've still got everything we had 20 years ago.
Yeah, except now it all hangs a lot lower.
All the more reason to go braless. It pulls the wrinkles out of our faces. Girls, I'm going to turn this into a wonderful place, and we'll get together every single week and work on fixing our lives while we still have time to do it.
What are you talking about? We're all doing just fine. There's nothing wrong with our lives that needs fixing. Oh, who am I kidding? When do we start?
Right now! Of course, this occasion calls for champagne and crystal flutes, but since we're in Eden Falls, it's Diet Mountain Dew and Dixie Cups.
I've got a flask of bourbon in my purse if you want to give it a kick.
Oh, keep it, Mavis. You might need it to get through another night of marital bliss.
Sugar Lee, we're behind you 100%, and we really mean it this time.
Here's to starting fresh and getting it right.
And to friends who'll keep you from getting it wrong.
And liberty and justice for all. Well, there's no turning back now.
Yep. From here on out, I'm going to be determined, motivated, and self-reliant. You tell me what's more American than that?
Owing $20,000 on your MasterCard.